Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
One of our finest athletes had their greatest moment in these Olympics, and it was Steph Curry. Hey, welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Perloff is back from vacation.
Yay.
Glad to have you. And, you know, the Olympics and this basketball tournament really end up taking over. We'll get plenty of preseason football for you. Do not worry about that. We've got all those rookie quarterbacks covered. They were all very impressive in their debuts for the most part. This was it for Steph Curry. And he was the one who brought this gold medal home for the Americans. It was a fantastic performance against Serbia, where he had 9 threes. He had 8 threes in this gold medal game against France. You had LeBron James and Kevin Durant watching Steph Curry go to work, him shooting over double teams. We've all seen this. When Steph Curry gets in the zone, there's no hotter player on planet Earth, maybe since Michael Jordan. So, to me, this was his finest moment, and I don't think that's denigrating his legacy or poking holes in his accomplishments to say this was the best.
I can't go there because I think it's much harder to win an NBA title than winning gold for U.S. men's basketball, because, first of all, they almost always win, and they should win.
Yeah, they're the favorites.
Yeah, they're the heavy favorites, and France was a good team, and Wembanyama is awesome to watch, but it wasn't a great team necessarily. Like, they should have beaten them. Winning an NBA Finals is hard for many reasons. One, because you have all the international players are joined with the American. Anyway, it's a much bigger challenge to me to win an NBA Finals. But I was thinking about this. What is Steph's other signature moments? I know there are big moments in the finals. Like, when I think LeBron's signature moment to me is the chase down block on Iguodala.
Right, right.
I don't, in my head, when I'm going to a big shot, I will agree with you. It might be that shot over the double team in the Olympics. I'm trying to think of another singular shot that jumps to mind. Do you have one?
Well, I think that he's got many, many game winners, but I think his real, like, signing of the painting, if you will, like, of the Van Gogh, would be what he did in the finals against the Boston Celtics. And
you mean recently? The 2022?
I think so, because that was his finals MVP. Mm. You go back to the first finals, the first championship they won. I mean, he was... Remember, Matthew Dellavedova had to go to the hospital afterwards. Now, granted, the Cavs were down some players, but he literally sent Dellavedova, like, to the hospital. And Dellavedova was primarily guarding Steph Curry, and he tried to do an admirable job, but Curry was cooking him. And so I think that's one of them. And I think the 22 finals, and he was the guy who closed it out. And
But if you go for one moment, one shot, it probably will be this. Because I don't think, like... Jordan has a few of them. LeBron has a couple of them. This one, I don't remember a last, not that this is the last second one. I don't remember one like this.
Yeah, I mean, he's had some really great performances against the Rockets. He had memorable shots against Portland Trailblazers that kind of snatched the soul. I know we're on in Portland right now. I don't want to bring up some bad memories, but I think that he has them. This, to me, though, is not just his greatest because the actual shot, the time and place, how he closed this game out. It's because he rose above all those other superstars in this moment, and he was the one they were looking to. And then on top of that, it's not embarrassing to lose an NBA Finals, right? It doesn't matter how it happens, what happens. You lose an NBA Finals, it's like, well, you got to the finals, you gave it your best shot, and then just see what happens. It would be embarrassing for the United States to lose a gold medal. It would have been embarrassing for them to lose to France. It would have been embarrassing for them to lose to Serbia. I'm sorry, that's just how it is. You are the favorite. They were favored by 16.5 points in the final, I believe, and 15.5 in the semifinal against Serbia. You have to win those games. And you know what? It was freaking close. And it was Steph Curry was the one who ultimately was responsible for those gold medals around the neck in that particular game. So to me, the fact that in the single elimination, not the best of seven in a playoff game, a single elimination, and Steph Curry didn't actually have a great Olympics, but when it got to the medal rounds and the single elimination stuff, he was at his finest.
Yeah, but what you're saying is almost kind of sad. Like, they really need the fact that they needed Steph Curry to beat a team with Nick Batum. Trust me, I had Nick Batum on my Sixers last year, and the guy played admirably for a 36-year-old Frenchman who probably was eating croissants and smoking cigarettes.
I don't think so. Before,
but it's just like Frankie Ntilikina, yeah, Frankie EJ's Cook. Guy. I mean, this was not a great. It's not even a great international team.
Okay.
It was just a home team got kind of hot. I understand what you're saying. Like, they did need to win, but there's almost something, there's a little negativity floating around that. Like, really, they needed to try that hard to beat France?
Okay, here's the difference, though. I think that you have a lot of these national teams who know each other really well. The U.S. team kind of gets thrown together at the last minute because our best guys don't necessarily go to the FIBA World Championships and they don't play all the run-up stuff. So they really have about a month to gel. Look at Serbia. Those guys can read each other's minds. Same thing with France. Same with a lot of these other teams where it's the same guys who go through this Olympic cycle. It's not like the U.S. where all of a sudden LeBron, Steph Curry, and Durant, you know, parachute in basically the last
minute. Come on, though. We really need to put in this much effort as America to win the World Cup. I mean, I'm sorry, to win the gold here.
Yeah, like, because we there's really other good players.
I don't know. I just see, it feels like this is all way too hard.
So you think it's Steph Curry, like, this isn't impressive?
Okay,
it's
last week you said Noah Lyles just can't claim to be the fastest man on earth because he barely won the 100.
Yeah, one one-thousandth of a second.
Do you really come away from this weekend feeling great about what happened with the men's basketball team? I felt like they survived. And yes, it was great. Steph Curry, that was very cool in the last few minutes. But it wasn't a triumph to me necessarily.
See, I think it was a triumph for Curry. And here's the thing why I do think it was triumphant is because these guys are past their prime. I mean, we talked about it. There's no reason LeBron should be playing this well. Kevin Durant, we're lamenting
this one,
how they're not going to be able, that this could be the last great thing they win.
But do it in the NBA. Don't do it against Nick Batum. Do it against the elite of the elite.
I don't know if they can because of the length of the schedule. I mean, think about it. These games, it's more of a sprint. You know, they're only 40 minutes as opposed to 48. Like, there's a lot of ways that this actually sets up maybe for more of a veteran squad.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's a chance that these guys are going to win again. And that's sad, too, because they obviously can still play. You know, you see Steph Curry, LeBron, and Kevin Durant. Let's just take those three. Clearly, they can play. Clearly, they're good enough to be number one or 1A on a title team. And that's not going to happen because they're all on separate teams. You know, maybe
if they really
were serious about winning again, maybe they would try to find a way to, you know, get themselves to better teams. Not necessarily team up. I get that silly. But get themselves to better teams.
Yeah, but I mean, reality, okay. You look at this team. Jason Tatum barely played. Who would you, if you're going to have a seven-game series right now, who would you want, Jason Tatum or LeBron James?
I think I'm still going with LeBron.
I'm going to Jason Tatum 101 times out of 100.
I know.
Jason Tatum
Tatum's
will
great.
Wear him down.
It.
And Jason Tatum averaged like 30, 10, and 8. And no, you want, to me, I
why
want Tatum.
Why couldn't he get on the
floor? Honestly, I think, why couldn't he get on the floor here?
Yeah.
Because it's an all-star game format and you have to choose certain players, but you can't play. I mean, Tatum is better than LeBron. He is right now. That's just a fact. That's a stone cold fact. Tatum is and even in the warm-up games, like, there were games where they were losing, and Tatum would come in there and just shove a guy out of the way and dunk on them. Tatum's a better player than LeBron James right now. Oh my God.
He is. Perloff, he's also, is he 15 years younger? I mean, how much
younger is
he?
Yes, that's all true. But, and by the way, Anthony Edwards is better than
all these guys.
Who's
more consistent, though? Because I saw Anthony Edwards in the Serbia game, couldn't hit a big shot when it was time, and they didn't even trust Jason Tatum to be on the floor. So if
they're idiots.
They just won gold. So how idiotic are they?
They just won gold. They just went to the last minute against a mediocre France team. They took a bunch of... Serbia wasn't good either. I mean, I saw those. I'm like, where are the pros on this Serbia team? It's Jokic and nobody.
Bogdanovic was amazing, and he's definitely a pro. See, here's the other part, though. It's like there's something about being really good and great and being a great player and about understanding this tournament, these stakes, and being able to deliver in those final moments. Gave Anthony Edwards a shot. They had to sit him
down. They didn't get, because of the way the flow of the minutes went. I'm telling you, you give me a team with Jason Tatum and Anthony Edwards, and you give me a team with LeBron and KD, who's coming out on top in a seven-game series?
If
you build your team around Tatum and Anthony Edwards, you would see the talent emerge. I do not think...
You might be right about that, but I just think that... If Tatum was really blowing them away, I don't think that there's a conspiracy here. Like, I know Jaylen Brown thinks that Nike kept him off of this Olympic basketball team, and maybe he's right. I don't think there was a conspiracy against Jason Tatum. I don't think anyone was freezing him out. I don't think this wasn't an Isaiah Thomas thing where they just, like, you know, might as well have left him at home or whatever. I just think he didn't break the rotation.
Because he came off the... If they had played him 25 minutes, he would have done the exact same thing. Whoever got started in the flow, like, he came in... erratically, you can't get your flow as a star player. And I mean, and also, I think Kerr screwed that up. I think the rest of the Eastern Conference is like, dude, what are you doing? Do not make the Celtics mad. I mean, the Celtics are going to, I'm betting the over on that win total. Tatum and Brown are going to be furious next year. And they are really, really, really good.
You know, so there's always this thing, we're talking about the men's Olympics basketball. We actually started this conversation with Steph Curry. Was this his greatest moment? And if it was, is that like a negative? Is that a knock on him to say that his greatest moment happened in the Olympics? Perloff says yes. I don't think so. You see how much these stuff means to guys like Jokic and Djokovic. Like, it's okay to be a stan for your country. It's okay to have pride in playing for your country and have this be a great moment and maybe your best one. You just brought up something, though, about what this does to the Celtics. Because there's always been that thing, there's rumors, that for the first part of the season, it's hard for Tatum and Brown to get on the same page because they're both really trying to make the All-Star team. And once they make the All-Star team, then everyone kind of relax a little bit. It's like, all right, you've done what you need to do. I've done...
What?
Lots of reporters in Boston have talked about this. But
weren't they really good the first half of last year?
Well, but before this year, where they all talked about how they had to put things aside and be unselfish.
That feels like a Maggie Gray conspiracy special.
Just roll with me on this one. I couldn't have thought that up. This is reporting out of Boston. This isn't Machiavellian. You're right, though. They just won. And you always wonder, what's your motivation to back it up? Steph Curry's trainer always says, I hate coming off of years they win because it's harder to get Steph back in the gym, right? And that's Steph Curry, one of the hardest workers maybe ever. They just found their motivation. If they actually care about this stuff, this is the chip on the shoulder. Jaylen Brown getting snubbed from the team altogether and Jason Tatum not being able to get off the bench.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it's totally ridiculous. You say not being able to get off the bench. He wasn't able to get off the bench because the coach didn't put him into the game. It's not because Jason Tatum is not awesome. This is totally an arbitrary choice to let the old guys have their glory and then let Tatum do it in 28, which is fine. Maybe that. I mean, Tatum did say he's going to play again. He's not mad or anything. Poor Tyrese Haliburton. He came out actually looking kind of dopey to me.
He had the best tweet, I thought, of the Olympics or one of them. He's holding up the gold medal and he's like, when you did nothing in the group project and got an A.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be the forgotten guy on this Olympic team, but he's got the gold medal.
I just feel like next June we're going to be talking about Anthony Edwards. We're going to be talking about Luka Doncic. We're going to be talking about Jason Tatum. And really, the three of those guys did nothing. Maybe we'll talk about Ja Morant. I don't know. But maybe there'll be a fourth guy. But like the win in the NBA Finals, it's a much more competitive field to come out in the NBA. It's a much different thing.
So you don't think this mattered for Steph Curry at all?
I'm not going to say at all, but if this is his greatest moment, that's kind of sad. I don't think it is. Honestly, I don't think LeBron has a chance with the Lakers this year. I don't think that KD, I think KD's in a huge mess. I'm curious. I would like to see, Steph's still got a lot left in the tank. He's got this great organization, the Warriors. I'd like to see them try and figure out something, but I don't think he's going to do it again. I just don't know. I feel like to say this is his greatest moment denigrates the four titles.
The Warriors were trying this offseason. They tried for Paul George. Are they trying for Lauri Markkanen?
Well, now no one's getting. I wanted him too. Well,
Lauri Markkanen. Paul George is with your Sixers, yeah. And Markkanen just signed this massive deal to stay with Utah. So yeah. They tried. I mean, the Warriors apparently were out there.
Can the NBA make some sort of gigantic salary cap exemption and get LeBron, KD, and Curry on some weird super team in Charlotte or something? It would be interesting to see. Did you come away thinking, oh, man, it's a waste that we don't get to see them? I mean, you just sort of said it.
Yeah, I thought I came away saying my two biggest things I came away with are, man, Kevin Durant really messed up by leaving. I think deep down he knows that. You couldn't have predicted how horribly it would go in Brooklyn with Kyrie, but boy, did he make a mistake. He should have stayed with Curry and Kerr and tried to find a way to figure it out. Couldn't happen. And my other thing was I was really surprised that Steph Curry was still doing the night-night. I was surprised that Steph loves being the petty king. He says it. He claims to be it all the time. He doesn't run from it. It's Olympic basketball. I think the spirit of it is supposed to be a little bit different than your general trash talk that happens in the NBA. And so to do the two hands up against the side of the head, like I just put my opponents to sleep. I don't know. The Olympics, like, what are we doing? I think this is a time we're supposed to have a lot of sportsmanship. It's not supposed to be about that. I get it. Guys cheat in the Olympics. Everyone takes steroids. I understand it's not a perfect thing. It pretends to be. But maybe we leave the trash talk and the night-night at home.
Well, everybody was in character. I mean, LeBron had a bunch of turnovers in the fourth quarter and blamed the officials. That felt like regular season stuff to me.
Good job, LeBron.
855-212-4227. Okay, you are welcome to weigh in on any and all of this. We have a lot more to do, including whose stock is up and whose stock is down after a big weekend.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll tell you next.
The M&P 500 on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hi, welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. I think we should do all Olympics theme for M&P 500 this week. Stock up, stop down. What do you think?
You're not going to put any of these rookie quarterbacks in?
Well, that's all. Obviously, no, they're priced too high right now. They're like NVIDIA.
Apple.
Yeah, they are. Okay. They're way too high. Can I start with my stock up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Breaking was awesome. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a gigantic breaking fan. The American guy, Victor, his dad saw the movie Beat Street, just like I did in 1985,
yeah,
and decided breaking is the coolest thing ever. It's basically the floor routine for gymnastics. These guys are and women are incredible athletes. I was 100% blown away by the moves they were doing. I thought it worked out great. I understand. I don't think it's in the 28 Olympics. I think it might be coming back for 32. I thought it was a gigantic hit, and it was really cool.
I'm with you. I thought it was super entertaining,
yeah.
And I thought the athleticism is like obvious. You know, to say like, oh, it's not a sport. It's not a sport. It's like it.
Oh.
If you're going to put rhythmic gymnastics in, yeah, like we're really going to be so precious and not put breakdancing in, clearly these people are doing something that regular humans can't do.
They look like gymnasts because they're kind of little guys mostly.
Yeah.
They can fly. They're all in great shape. The Canadian guy was so funny. A Canadian breaker won, and in typical Canadian fashion, he felt bad about it. He's like, I'm so sorry I beat you in this. He was like, oh, I'm so sorry. He was the nicest guy. He was also incredible. The guys had incredible, they were basically jumping off their heads. It was the most amazing thing.
My stock up is going to, this is also at the Olympics, so good thing I was ready for this. There was a gold medal match, beach volleyball. It was Canada against Brazil. And it got really chippy. And the women were kind of like beefing with each other, pointing at each other. And like, it didn't come to blows, but like maybe. So while this is happening and they're working it out with the umpire, the DJ in the venue starts playing this.
Only sky. Imagine all.
So that's brilliant, by the way. Everyone started singing it. Vibes back on track, because you really can't have like people harshing the vibe, Pearl, at a beach volleyball event. Like, that's the party of the Olympic events.
Mm, okay.
Beach volleyball is where, I mean, everyone's, you know, buns out, guns out. Everyone's having fun. It can't get weird at the beach volleyball.
It's not
event.
Top Gun. There weren't guys in jeans and no shirt playing.
In my Olympics, there are.
All right.
They played John Lennon's Imagine and everyone got back on track. Kudos to that guy. That DJ stuck up.
All right. That was good. All right. Stock down. You guys are just let it sit there. And I know it's a bigger topic. It might not fit here. But what the heck is going on with Jordan Chiles' bronze medal? This is insanity. She was stripped of her bronze because America basically had them do a review of her routine because there was something wrong about her technical difficulty, and it upped her score, and she went from fifth to third.
Yep.
And
crazy
now,
moment when it happened.
Yeah, and now the IOC says that the request for a review was too late, and they took it away from her. And I guess all the appeals are basically over now, and she's not going to get it back. That's my understanding of where we left it.
Well, the crazy part is it's not because the U.S. was wrong about the appealing on the technical aspect. They were right, but you have 1 minute to make the appeal, and they're saying that it happened with 1:04.
Which the U.S. is contested, by the way.
Right. U.S. said it happened with 40 seconds. It's 47 seconds. I mean, what are we doing here? Just give everyone the bronze. Just give it up. Just give out multiple bronzes.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I mean, but I'm kind of a participation trophy kind of person, but still, like,
I don't know if you give out multiple bronzes. That's kind of weird, but
I think we should just give out multiple bronzes.
No.
Well, you want to take this away from Jordan Chiles out of a technicality? She worked this hard, Pete. Come on.
Take it away from that. That's go down the IOC route again.
Wait, what's that?
I know, but we're not giving up
two bronze medals.
But I don't want the Romanian girl not to have one either, and Jordan Chiles.
Give them all medals. give them all some.
Well, she did. Okay, one thing, I felt so, to lose a medal would be terrible, but she did win the team gold. Right, so she has a medal.
This is her only individual medal.
I understand, but at least she has a medal. This could be a bigger disaster. You know, you saw there was somebody in the, I don't have the name in the, where did you jump? The hurdles who fell in the last hurdle and was going to win the silver. And like, that's the worst. If you walk away with no medals, that's terrible. So at least she has a gold. Well, and she was on the Today Show. She's a big star.
Person should get the, should have won the silver award. Give him another medal.
Give out four bronzes.
Yeah. I think for anyone that doesn't medal, give them like a big pretend medal that's made of chocolate.
Yeah, participation.
Participation just chocolate.
Congrats on being here.
Right.
I think they get a poster.
Oh, that's all. I played in the Olympics and all I have is this poster.
And by all the way, those condoms we were talking about, I mean, those are free.
That's true.
But in reality, Jordan Chiles made her name, and this bronze did not change anything. She's already kind of a star.
Yeah, but for her, I mean, the trappings of having a medal.
She's got a gold.
In the team comp.
I know, but a bronze. Yeah, but honestly, what you put first in your house? The gold medal for one of the greatest Olympic teams of all time, or the bronze in the floor exercise? The bronze is in the side room.
The side room. This is the M&P 500. We're doing stock up, stock down. My stock down, we actually were just talking a little with basketball. Jason Tatum's mom. Listen, I am a mom. I get wanting to defend your kid, but Jason Tatum's mom went to social media saying it's unacceptable, makes no sense. I mean, would she say this to Coach K? You're definitely not. Your son is a grown man.
Oh, she's making, might.
He's making $300 million. He made the team. He's got the gold medal. He played 11 minutes in the game. He couldn't hit the ocean. He's doing fine. I get the mom's instinct because I'm a mama bear too, and I understand it. But this is a time when you got to show a little restraint and you got to let the coaches do their thing. And your son is the big winner in life and just won the NBA title. So let's maybe stop with the tweets.
Because this
was not the big embarrassment that everyone is making it out to be.
I totally disagree, and I'm with Jason Tatum's mom. And just in general, I'm with Jason Tatum's mom. I mean, this guy he just was dominant in the playoffs. He was great. I know he didn't win this finals MVP.
He has a gold, just like Jordan Chiles. You said she's got the team.
No, it was embarrassing that Steve Kerr didn't play more. I did not like it. I thought it was weird.
Do you think Jason Tatum's mom would have said this to Coach K?
I don't care if she would have said it. She's right about this, and probably, yeah.
Do you think
I don't,
she calls Brad
moms
Stevens and Joe Mazzulla and says,
"Wait, what? So
well,
you're
then
saying
that's a problem? Then you have to tell your mom. I get your instinct, but you got to back off."
But any
no
mom
way.
Would do that.
Yeah, but it's embarrassing for your son.
I thought Kerr was off in many ways. I didn't understand the state.
Remember when CeeDee Lamb's mom was calling out Dak Prescott on Facebook? Like, it's not a good look.
But it's not like Tatum's telling his mom to say it.
I know, but still, you got to say it. Listen, my mom wants to come to my defense when people say mean things about me. I get it, but this is what comes with the territory. And by the way, Jason Tatum doing pretty great for himself. Like,
you know,
he's doing all right, and okay, he's got the gold.
Like I said, it's not like he's telling his mom, "Hey, mom, go say this. I'm not getting in the game."
So wait, nobody here had an issue with Steve Kerr's use of Jason Tatum?
No.
That's crazy.
EJ did. I did not. And this is... My whole thing was, who cares? Like, you won the gold medal.
Because it's a gold medal. Who cares about the gold medal? This is like pride.
You did 45 seconds ago.
I'm just saying.
Then he shouldn't play then.
Well, no. You're America. You could play Pete Pilotti at four and win the gold medal.
Clearly
not. It's a matter of pride here.
Pete's terrible at basketball.
This is an exhibition game. You're telling me all of a sudden you have to bench Jason Tatum for a whole games just to win? That's insane.
Perloff, if they had lost, what would you be saying?
He's Jason Tatum. They weren't going to lose.
Jason Tatum's lost plenty of games.
They really almost lost Thursday.
They almost lost to Serbia.
Yeah, they really almost lost Thursday. And I'm confused as to why he didn't play it. I don't understand how you play a game without him getting involved. But we've gone past, and here maybe I'm now leaning towards EJ. We've gone past the you can put Pete at the four and win. Because they almost lost with LeBron and Curry and KD fully engaged against Serbia.
Apparently, it sounded weird when you said, "I'm with Jason Tatum's mom."
All together?
Like that.
Again.
In general, I'm with her, is what you said.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I meant I support Jason Tatum's mom. Listen, I rooted for a Philadelphia Eagles team where the McNabb's, Donovan McNabb's mom was basically, you could see her going down on the field and yelling at Andy Reid to call this play. I'm used to this stuff, but come on. there's no reason Kershaw of at least give him 5 minutes. I mean,
he played 11 minutes in the gold medal game.
Did DMP him in games? Like, this is embarrassing. I thought he was honoring the old guys when he should have just played everybody.
Well, they won. So how much can you really
nitpick? Of course they won. This is Team USA basketball.
They lost in 04, Perloff. Larry Brown's team lost.
I mean, they won. Oh, they won. You really think that's what this was about?
No, they won a bronze. Which, I'm just saying, is nothing.
Winning a gold is not all that matters here. They should have. Don't put him on the team if you're not going to play him. It's embarrassing, and he's going to make them pay come next year. Because Jason Tatum is a better player than LeBron James. He's a better player than Kevin Durant.
What else matters besides winning a gold?
This is an exhibition tournament. Yes, it is. This is an exhibition game. You beat it. I mean, look at that France lineup they beat. They need to really, like, practice to beat that team. These are not star NBA players. They're beating a scrubby team with Wembanyama.
Well, first of all, keep disrespecting Wembanyama. You're going to be driving back and forth to San Antonio.
A scrubby team with Wembanyama.
It's going to be a shuttle.
It's Wembanyama. Wembanyama, Nick Batum, and Evan Fournier. They can't.
And Frankie Smokes.
Well,
come on.
If we play Jason Tatum, then Evan Fournier is going to take us out. What are we doing here?
Well, he played that game.
Yeah, he was in that game. This is where I'll disagree with you. It's not an exhibition. And it's not an all-star game because there is something on the line, and it's winning a gold. And if we are going to say this is the one thing that matters, and however you get to the end of it, that's like it's the results of the process in this way. And winning is the most important thing because there actually is something at stake here. Mm-hmm. Making sure everyone plays. It's not the NBA All-Star game. It's not where everyone gets to take a turn. They actually are rotations, and they stuck with them.
Do you think that I could create it? If you took the starting five or the finishing five, do you think I could create another team that could beat that team? Because I think I could.
This is from our very own Andrew Kaplan, who's in our chat. Diehard Celtics fan, by the way. So just to let you know, there's no bias here. This isn't one of our various Knicks fans in the room. Tatum was terrible from the moment he got to Team USA. And he's right.
No, that's not true.
In the exhibition games, I saw a bunch of like really strong play from Jason Tatum. When he had time to get into the flow, that is, Cap, you're wrong.
Listen, this is a 40-minute game where you don't have time. Steph Curry was bad from three, and they were blowing teams out at that point, but it was noticeable. So, listen, I don't have a problem with any of it, and I think Tatum and his mom really, it's got to be over. EJ, I know you want to get in on this for a second, but hold on. Let's get to some headlines because we want to make sure we update everyone on what's going on from the weekend. What's up, folks?
Let me actually start with Tatum. One last thing about this. He said whatever went down in Paris is not going to affect his decision about playing for Team USA in LA in 2028. The quote is, "It is 4 years from now, and I'd have to take time and think about that, so I'm not going to make any decision based on how this experience was or how I felt individually." Now, he could have said, "I'll be there if they pick me." He at least said, "I'm not going because of this." I mean, he could have been a little more forceful in his, "I'll be there if they want me." He said, "I'm just not going to do anything just now and let my being PO'd lead me to say or do anything I'm going to regret."
Hey, what about country over yourself, you know? For the greater good.
Oh, come on. This is a giant Nike commercial. It's not like you're enlisting. I mean, this is Team USA basketball, whatever.
Fellow Celtic Derek White did not play in that gold medal game, by the way. Tyrese Halliburton got three DNPs during this event. And Joel Embiid did sit out a game during the group stage. Apparently, there was a baseball game last night in Seattle. In fact, there were three games there this weekend. The home team won them all.
Last time up. Swing and a drive. Deep to right center. That baby's way gone. Another 200 run performance. He drives in three, and the Mariners have blown this baby wide open.
Whatever, Dave Sims on Mariners Radio. Cal Raleigh, two homers, five RBI, and a 12-1 rout of something called the Mets. The Mariners, a three-game sweep by a combined score of 22-1. Seattle's won four straight. They and the Astros still in a virtual tie atop the AL West. Red Sox center fielder Jaron Duran's apologizing for some heinous comments during yesterday's 10-2 loss at home to the Astros. In the sixth inning, a fan behind home plate was heckling Duran during his at-bat, and Duran eventually yelled at him, "Shut up, you bleeping," and then used a homophobic slur. You could hear it on the telecast. Nice. Nothing happened to Duran in the moment. He apologized post-game, saying he used a horrific word and, quote, "fell far short as a person." The Red Sox say they addressed the situation internally.
Wait, do you know, I heard this morning what the fan was saying?
Yeah, you need a tennis racket because he was swinging and missing.
Yeah, great line.
Yeah.
And then Duran had to go and ruin it by being a jerk.
Could he have gotten thrown out for that? Should the home plate umpire have thrown him out of the game for something like that? Not just responding, which I actually think you just can't verbally respond with anything in that situation.
Did the umpire hear?
Yes. I mean, I would think so. It was on the TV broadcast picked it up. It had to be loud enough for the umpire to have heard it.
You know what? Unfortunately, they probably say it. There's probably a lot of stuff said down there that the umpires let it go in one ear out the other.
I think so. Did Kobe say something once, and did he get a technical foul for it?
No, he got it. Punished by the league later on.
Punished by the league later on.
But it wasn't in the game, I don't believe.
Now the Red Sox or Major League Baseball should implement a punishment.
Totally. They could fine him for it. See, that's the one thing about the umpires. Besides kicking someone out of the game, you can warn both benches, right? Or you can warn somebody, and then you can eject them. They don't really have anything else. There's not like a personal foul, you know, that you could call.
I think they should suspend them.
Probably will.
I think in game there's a lot going on. There's a lot being yelled back and forth. I think that'd be a lot to put on the umpires to try and sort through that and suspend them in the moment.
I think, and this is an arbitrary line, the difference to me is he's yelling it at a fan. If you're yelling it dugout to dugout, pitcher to batter. I mean, we had a pitcher the other day remind a hitter that he got arrested for servicing himself in a parking lot at one point. If it's player to player, if it's player to player, there is still some word that should get you in trouble. But if it's player to fan and that's the word you use, I would have no problem with the umpire throwing out of the game.
Yeah,
for that.
Never do that to the people that are paying your salary. You never do that in general. Period.
I agree. Kobe was fined $100,000.
I agree with Pete. Do it afterwards, though. I think if you start getting it, also too, you have to be very careful that the players feel like they have like their own space. Like that's important too. I mean, if the players feel like the fans are on top of them and getting out of line, like you got to respect the players.
Okay, but this person said you couldn't hit that with a tennis racket. That's not exactly like the harshest diss, you know. I think when fans say bad things like racial slurs and homophobic slurs that way, it's got to be a two-way street. You can't make someone feel uncomfortable like that. But that's, to me, normal, sort of within the bounds to say you couldn't hit that with a tennis racket. That's not something that deserves the slur back.
Of course not. But you know, one thing too, by the way, you guys were, you think Jason Tatum's popular in Boston. This Duran kid, oh my God. I was just, my in-laws are Red Sox fans. That guy walks on water. They're so excited about him. He's so good. Is he slumping or something?
He didn't play well Sunday. I don't know what his overall deal is.
But he's, anyway, it's funny at Boston, like he's a god already in Boston because they've rebuilt that team out of nowhere really fast. Regardless, so that is no excuse or no reason. But the funny thing in the NBA, I feel like the NBA, like if you were yelling, the fans are right next to the players, like it's really hard to monitor those interactions.
The players ask to get people kicked out all the time.
All the time. I mean, when EJ and I were front row for that game, it was incredible. I was basically shaking hands with Josh Hart. The interactions were so intense that I don't think the officials can get in there in real time, Bogues, and just do anything about it because that's asking them way too much.
The other part, what if there's curses like that in different language? Which I think we've actually encountered that before.
Mexico soccer has a chant that's like that, and they get in trouble all the time, and it doesn't stop.
Well, then if you do this, if the umpire handles this, then they have to handle every infraction involving this. So then you're asking the umpires to take their minds away from the gameplay to focus on that stuff.
They can't even handle just the game.
Right.
Yeah, but I also think it's safe to assume that there's not like a lot of instances where a player is yelling something like this into the stands.
That's true. Look, I think there should be. I'm on the side of more punishment on this than anything.
Yeah.
So
Ravens stud safety Kyle Hamilton went down late in practice yesterday with a left leg injury, eventually limping off on his own. John Harbaugh then said all initial tests were good, but more imaging was coming today. And an update on that Matt Kuchar story I mentioned last hour. He just parred his final hole at the Wyndham Championship to remain tied for 12th, so he made everybody wait overnight to finish the event to not move up at all and earn any more prize money. Thanks for playing, Matt.
Well, thanks a lot.
All right. Well, glad we got to the bottom of that story, Bogush. Thank you so much. Coming up, lots more to do and what we saw in what was the first weekend of preseason action in the NFL. Don't move. Time for the Cowboy Quickie, little update for you on the Dallas Cowboys, and that was Dak Prescott dealing with an ankle injury that popped up on Friday. They're not practicing today, and I believe he will be back on the field tomorrow, Perloff. He wasn't going to play the preseason this game anyway, but again, Dak Prescott in a boot. This is life now. I think we just have to get used to it. Some of it precautionary, some of it not. But obviously, Dak's future with Dallas, it's always a little bit of something. And that's your Cowboy Quickie.
So Friday morning when they pulled him out, everybody was speculating on Twitter. Oh, Steven's not here. Jerry's not here. Will McClay, who runs the team, isn't here. And Dak's not here. Everyone's like, oh, they're in a room. They're getting the deal done. Jerry was probably just 15 minutes late to practice. And then it was the most disappointing day because everyone thought the deal was going to happen because it's still floating out there. Now you have to ask yourself, Maggie, do you pay all this money for a guy who is getting a little older and has an ankle injury? Because it's there. I know this was cautionary, but it's definitely there. And Dak's at his best when he's actually running and throwing. I don't know if we ever see that version of Dak again.
Maybe not. I mean, the injury that he had a couple years ago was so gruesome and missed the rest of the season, but he still is a great quarterback and actually has gotten better with Mike McCarthy and at his best statistical year last year, and that's why he was runner-up for MVP. So he's obviously managing it okay, but there's always, you know, you're always thinking about that when you have a quarterback north of 30, aren't you? I know Brady and Rodgers have skewed this sort of thing.
No, I don't think so. I mean, Dak's injury was gruesome, and I'm not sure it was Brady had an ACL tear, but I don't know. You didn't have it with Brady. What do you have with Rodgers?
What's that?
I mean, you didn't have it with Brady. You didn't really have it for Rodgers from 30 to 40. I don't think you were having like this. I mean, remember with Dak's injury, it was one of the worst injuries we've seen in NFL history. I don't think, I know Brady tore his ACL, but I don't think it was the same thing.
No, I'm talking about now we expect guys to play until they're 40.
Right.
Normally, when you're in your 30s and the injuries start building up, we start like raising an eyebrow about a guy like, is he going to be able to hold up?
Which, right, that's what we're saying with Dak.
Yeah, this is why it's concerning.
Yeah. I think like Dak is definitely not injury risk necessarily, but a guy who's had more wear and tear for his age than some of these other guys. And also, he's been a much more mobile quarterback than Tom Brady. So who knows? I just think it's interesting. He's about to maybe sign, even if he doesn't do it with the Cowboys, he's about to sign a 4 or 5 year deal. Is he really going to last and be healthy?
Great question. More on Cowboy camp. So last week, Jerry Jones was acting really kind of silly almost. We played you the clip last week where he talked about, oh, there's no urgency to get CeeDee Lamb's deal done. And they're like, well, why? And remember he had that weird line, EJ, you'll remember this. He said, and I just ate at Nobu yesterday. And because I went to high school and I went to college, and I was like, is Jerry like having a heat stroke? What is going on? And yesterday he acknowledged, probably shouldn't have said that.
I think I got in trouble a little the other day when I said, look, we're not urgent about CD. Well, no one appreciates CD being on the field any more than I do. But let me say this, he wouldn't be taking a snap out here today.
Yeah, so is there more from Jerry here? Okay, let's play the next one.
There's not that urgency. Now, I understand completely the angst that's happening when you're anxious about and someone says anything about whether you're missed or not. Well, CD, you're missed, okay? But you're not missed out here competing, and it doesn't put any pressure anyplace on us.
Yeah, right. So basically what Jerry's saying there, because I think I do speak fluent Jerry now, which is he wasn't going to play in the preseason anyway. So they're not missing him right this second. He doesn't have to be out there competing in training camp. They know what he can do. He doesn't have to be there for the preseason. That's fine. This is also like when you catch your boyfriend or girlfriend in a lie. It's like, no. What I meant to say was I was going to text you back right now, not later. You know, it sounds like I'm covering my tracks. He said urgency. Oh, no, I meant urgency in this preseason game. No, I think what Jerry really meant was urgency this year, like this this season. I do think they're actually going to wait and not sign CeeDee Lamb maybe till next year.
Wait.
Everything is said. What did Evan's you, pointing to that.
I was confused by Jerry, and now you've furthered my confusion. So what did he mean? Do a Jerry translation. Okay. What was Jerry Jones trying to say?
I think Jerry Jones was trying to say that they don't have an urgency to get a deal done with CeeDee Lamb that's not on their terms.
Okay.
I think they want the deal the way they want the deal. And they are willing and showed they're willing to wait this out. Okay? He tried to cover his tracks by saying, no. When I said we're not have an urgency to sign the deal, I meant because he's not playing in the preseason. It's like, okay, sure. I think the Cowboys are punting this. This is what it looks like. And to be honest, I wonder if they end up getting something done with Lamb now. Maybe they feel like they can keep negotiating during the season. And Dak is obviously a whole other ball of wax. But I think that there is a world where the Cowboys punt all of this to next season.
See, I would think more, man, like, oh, from a negotiating standpoint, we know we don't need CD in camp. We want to push this till early September to get the best deal possible. But see, it makes more sense to sign CeeDee Lamb. Like, Dak's a lot of money, so you can hold off on that. Parsons, you still have time. I think that they want to sign CeeDee now. I think urgency, like, it's August 12th. We don't need him on the field.
Right, but so how much better of a deal do you think they're getting now?
Well, it's kind of like they did with the lineman. Who was the lineman they pushed until? It was Zach Martin they pushed until September. I think that's their style here. I think they're going to sign Lamb. Like, why would they not sign Lamb? They have to sign Lamb.
But who do you think ends up getting the better deal here the longer it goes? When you look at the history of the Cowboys, I think it's shown that the player ends up getting the better deal.
Well, they're going to want to go, yeah. Well, then again, like, it still seems like their style to be patient and wait. I don't know if it's the right style or not, but I think he's asking for $36 million now, probably one more million. And he's probably, the Cowboys are going to be like, well, if we push him, CeeDee Lamb doesn't want to sit out the season. So they're probably saying, well, our only leverage here is to wait and get him down to 33 or whatever.
Maybe, or he's saying, I'll wait till Jamar Chase signs, and then we're going to be talking about a whole new ceiling that just happened, because Chase is probably going to get more than Jefferson.
I'm actually going to take Jerry at his word here. He just means, oh, we know what you said. We know CD is awesome. We don't need him here in mid-August. Maybe save some wear and tear. That being said, like, what does Jerry's words mean anyway? He said they were all in this offseason and had the most remarkably all-out offseason of any owner or any team in the history of the sport. They didn't pay anybody. They didn't sign anybody. They did nothing. They said, we're going to be all in, and proceeded to be all out. So when he says being patient or not patient, you can't trust Jerry, Maggie.
I know. If you can't trust Jerry Jones, what can you trust in this world? I mean our faith in everything has gone out the window.
You really think that they're going to go into the season with no new contract for all three? You don't think that they'd one more signing left?
Maybe. But and if of those three, it's probably Lamb that gets done.
I would think so.
But I just think the Cowboys, unless they have some kind of ace up the sleeve or something, they don't generally win when the player's willing to be patient. They didn't win with Ezekiel Elliott. They didn't win with Dak Prescott. When guys are willing to wait it out, generally the player gets the better of the Joneses. And I think CD could be the next player to do that.
Yeah, but they all end up staying. So I think CD is going to sign and be fine.
Coming up, one college football coach is feeling the pressure, lashing out. Tell you who next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.